something went on here and something went on there.
This time on TNT.
It's Donovan's new game show, Heart of Glass.
We play the top five store jams.
And we debrief on the ECMAs. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the game show Hearts of Glass, where we put the fragile heart to the test with couples. My name is Donovan, and I'll be your host. Our first couple this evening is Colin and Lorraine. Hello, Colin.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi.
So, Colin, how long have you and Lorraine been together?
Well, we've been together for 15 years.
That's a long time.
It sure is.
I have short pants on older than 15. Lorraine, how did you and Colin meet?
We met at the Alliston Bowling Alley.
Isn't that a great story?
It sure was. We liked to have a few beers, and it was a league night, and
yeah.
Well, so that was a strike against you, if you have a moment to spare. So here's what we're going to do. On Hearts of Glass, we separate the couples. One of you will go into the Cone of Silence, and I will ask a series of questions to Colin first, and then to Lorraine, and we'll see how you answer the questions and see if you're hearts can withstand the fragility of some deep questions. Reminder that £100,000 is on the line. Ooh. For the winner of our game show.
Wow.
So, Lorraine, off you go then.
Okay.
You'll find the headphones in the Cone of Silence. Give us a thumbs up when you've got Yanni live at Red Rocks, a record that I produced.
Yeah.
Up and going. Thumbs up, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Colin, finally, a time for us twigs and berries.
yeah.
Just us guys, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So just relax. I want you to answer the question honestly. First thing that pops into your brain.
Okay.
Have you ever stolen anything from your partner?
Well...
Aside from glances, of course.
Well, I did. I guess I did take a couple subway tokens to... Because I didn't have any change one day, so...
Shocking.
Yeah, I did.
And that, shame on you. That is the worst thing you've ever stolen.
Yeah, well, you know, people make mistakes, Donovan.
Subway tokens, okay. Second question. Have you ever been on the gat?
what's the gack?
It's cocaine.
No. I believe... Well, Lorraine and I were at a concert. I think it was the Backstreet Boys, and somebody was smoking a joint in front of us, and
you don't say.
We both were a little heady for the next half an hour or so.
Okay, so contact high, but otherwise nothing.
Oh no. Now, other than, you know, prescriptions and
so you like to party, Colin?
Oh, I do, of course, yes.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Third question, okay?
Yep.
What is Lorraine's biggest problem? What is your biggest problem with Lorraine?
She snores a little bit, I guess, you know, once in a while if she's really tired. Or had a couple glasses of wine.
You've been married for 15 years, and that's your biggest problem with Lorraine.
Well, you know, we're a pretty happy couple there, Donovan.
Well, time will tell. We should find out now as we bring Lorraine back from the Cone of Silence.
Hey, how are you?
Lorraine, come back.
That's a beautiful music there.
So I'm trying to remember how the game works. Should I send Colin to the booth, or should we reveal the answers while Colin is with Lorraine?
I'll go in the booth here.
Colin,
and then...
why don't you go in the booth then?
Oh,
yeah?
Actually, no, I'll sit here. I'm going to sit here.
You're going to sit here? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lorraine, we asked Colin ever stolen anything from your partner? What do you think Colin said?
Let me think, I did steal his identity and rack up a credit card once.
What?
Oh my goodness, I was asking Lorraine what you thought Colin might have stolen from you. You overshot the runway a little bit.
What the hell? That was you? The whole year was shot 5 years ago.
I'm sorry, honey.
Let's go to the second question, Lorraine. Have you ever been on the gang? What's the strongest drug you've done?
Well, I did fall into a K-hole at an Avicii concert about 5 years ago.
What the hell?
Colin, the strongest drug he would have said is when you got a second hand contact high from someone else's joint at a BSB show.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a square. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on here?
Lorraine, we asked Colin what your biggest problem is. What do you think he said?
I don't know. I poop my pants a bit sometimes if I have too much wine. I did a church last couple of weeks ago. I soiled myself.
Colin, what answer did you give us to that question?
My God, Lorraine. That is unbelievable. I said I took some bus tokens once.
That was the answer to the stolen question.
Oh, I said you snore for crying out loud.
That's it, yeah. Oh, there was nothing about defecation on public transit.
To be honest, I'm about done with this show. Thanks a lot.
Well, there goes Colin and Lorraine. Couldn't stand the heart of glass. Now that we have the rules nailed down, let's try it with our second couple. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Andy and Mandy.
Hi.
Mandy, hello. How long have you known Andy?
I've been about 10 years.
Your voice is intoxicating.
Well, that's what he says.
So, Mandy, why don't we get Andy to go into the booth?
All right.
Listen to a Donovan record of your choice and give us a thumbs up when you're tucked away safely. Mandy, first question.
Yeah?
Do you have any fantasies about your neighbours?
What do you mean? Not really, but...
Is there someone in the neighbourhood that you see jogging or mowing the grass with no shirt on that you think, I wouldn't mind if circumstances were different?
What do you mean? What kind of circumstances?
Like, would you wet anyone's whistle in the neighbourhood if given your druthers?
I love my man. I love Andy.
But at the same time, if you had to pick...
I don't know. I guess Larry down the street's not too bad.
Larry, okay. Question two. What about someone at work?
What about someone at work?
Well, if you had to shag someone at your work, where do you work, Mandy?
I work at Stevenson's Rental.
Okay, so is there someone in the back that you think maybe if circumstances were different?
Is this like I have to answer this?
Just a reminder, 100,000 quid on the line.
Well, I don't know. I guess Barry, who works in shipping.
Perfect. Barry from shipping. What about the parents of your children's friends?
What?
Any DILFs in your neighbourhood? Any DILFs?
What
or MILFs, for that matter? Who am I to judge your journey?
This is crazy. This is totally not me to even think of things like this.
Well, take a moment now. That's what the show's about. Parents of your children's friends, which dad or mum would you shag if you had to?
Well, my son's soccer team, there's one of the parents named Terry's.
Terry.
Terry's pretty good looking, I guess.
Sounds sure. good. Let's bring Andy back out of the cone of silence. Andy, headphones down.
Hey, wow, what great music. Wow.
Welcome back. Larry is yeah. someone that Mandy fantasizes about. Does that name ring a bell?
Larry? Larry across the street?
Yes, Mandy said she would shag Larry.
No, no. What the hell?
Question two, Andy. Who at Mandy's work would she shag then?
Why would she want to shag someone at work?
Because 100,000 quid is on the line.
I don't know who. Who?
Take a wild guess. If you get it right, you're still in contention.
I don't know. Barry and Shipping?
Barry, yes, exactly. Congratulations, you're still in contention.
So I'm starting to really get a thing here, an understanding here.
So if you get this question right, Andy,
no,
you get 100,000 quid. We asked Mandy, what about the parents of your children's friends? Which parent of your children's friends would she shag? Mandy didn't hesitate when she answered. Who?
I love how flippant you are. Let me take a guess. Terry?
100,000 quid richer. Andy and Mandy, congratulations. You've won this episode of Heart of Glass.
You can take this whole glass thing and shove it. This is unbelievable. What kind of show is this?
You have a $100,000 head start to your new lives, because presumably you won't last longer than the drive home. Maybe we could hear the musical theme once again? Thanks for watching Hearts of Glass. I'm Donovan. We'll see you next time. And remember, love is fragile.
What the hell?
That was a lot. It took us 6 minutes to figure out how the game works.
Yeah, I was like, well, no, they can't go in there because they gotta hear it.
Well, and so sometimes they would send the guy away.
Yeah, and then they would.
And then he
both.
Comes back, and then she goes away. But yeah, then you yeah. have to have the questions, I guess, have to be the same for each one, like Newlywed yeah, Game.
For
what
sure.
would this Lorraine say is her best physical feature?
Well, this was the quick version of the game.
Yeah.
Right? Cut to the chase, to the heart of glass. Because at the end of the day, Donovan really tests the relish.
Well, and the weird thing is Andy and Mandy won, but imagine that drive home.
Be like, there is really? No so drive Barry, home, man.
One, and maybe the most distressing part is that Andy knew exactly
yeah.
the answers to those questions.
I know. He started to come like that.
Like, oh, Barry and Shipping? Yes, it's correct. He's excited that they got it right. Yes,
Let
exactly.
Terry?
Yes, it's right. Terry. Who in your neighborhood would you wife shag?
What does the name Larry mean to you? Whoa, Larry the neighbor? Yes, that's who your wife
Correct.
Said she wanted to shag.
Brutal. Brutal. Hey, bud, welcome to 146.
146.
Crazy.
Here we go, 146.
What's new in Taggarttown?
Taggarttown's good. We're enjoying the warmth. It's been in the 20s here all week. It's a little
Man.
Foggy today. How's it there?
It's
How
like there's,
over there?
There's no spring. It just goes right to summer.
You too?
Well, it has been. It has been like high teens and stuff. But it's a little cooler today.
A little bit cooler.
But alas, it feels like there is no chance of snow. And that in itself is a win.
How about how you rocked the ECMAs last night? How about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah,
sure. The state of East Coast music is, I'm going to say, has never been stronger.
Yeah.
So last night was the 30th anniversary, and it's come such a long way because the truth is the wrestling match out here is kind of having a pride and respect for tradition,
mm-hmm.
like the fiddle music and traditional music that got us to where we are.
Yep.
Which is a huge part of our identity. But also, there's a lot happening in hip-hop here. 25% of the show last night was hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Classified and Quake and Universal Soul is a OG hip-hop band from out here. But last night belonged to Prince Edward Island,
female singer-songwriters. Rose Cousins, who's a bud.
Bods.
Kinley Dowling, who was with Hey Rosetta for a long time, but went out on her own, and won two awards, which was huge.
Yep.
And Jen Grant won, I think, Pop Recording of the Year. She was up for 6 nominations or something crazy like that.
So The Island was Berlin.
The Island was Berlin. And Tim Chasson, who's a solo artist for a long time, is now in a trio called the East Pointers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are great.
Nice.
Great musicians, nice harmonies. There were actually 3 of those kind of acts. Port Cities from Cape Breton. Do you know the name Bruce Guthrow?
No.
Cape Breton really singer. He actually fronts a band in Ireland called Run Rig.
Okay.
Anyway, his kid Dylan is in Port Cities. They're a great band. And Le Hay Babies were there, remember?
Yeah.
From Fredericton.
Remember?
I like their sound.
Yeah.
And The Wants from Newfoundland.
Yeah. Super Buds.
Super Buds. So they went on CTV Morning Live this morning, all 3 of them wearing TNT merch.
Love it.
Which was a bit much, but the most hilarious and awesome way.
It was the swankest.
Yeah, it was the best. Because it begs the question, what are you guys doing? Well, here's how it started. I sent them a message and said, do you guys have a The Wants t-shirt? Because I'm doing this hit on Live at 5 with my friend Anna, and I'll wear a The Wants t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, we don't, but why don't I make like a crest on paper? I'll go get something printed, and we can double-sided tape it, and you can just kind of stick it on.
Nice.
I was like, well, sure, let's do that. Mm-hmm. So I wore a The Wants emblem on my t-shirt on Live at 5, so that's why they wore the TNT swag on CTV Morning Live.
That's called a home and home right there.
It's a home and home. And so, in surprising news, I got a text from Classified a couple of days ago saying, I have a lot of time for him. I think mm-hmm. he is only getting more awesome as the years go on. Because there's a real depth to his work and to who he is.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard Powerless, you should check it out.
He also has a bot of ours, Stumpy. Does lights with him occasionally as well.
Oh, really? With Class?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll say Stumpy Campbell all days. I saw him the other night.
What is Stumpy Campbell's real name?
Stumpy Campbell. Just say, pretty eyes. He's got pretty eyes.
And a pirate smile?
He does, yeah.
What is his first name? And why is he called Stumpy?
Just he's noted as Stumpy. It's been, I remember saying, why do they call you Stumpy? And he's just like, they call me Stumpy.
Because they just do.
Yeah.
So Class sends a text and says, I think you should come out as J-Rock because I'm presenting hip-hop album of the year, and I think it would be funny if you came out as J-Rock. And it honestly had never occurred to me until that moment that I would ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, in this environment, the East Coast Music Awards, it was like, well, if ever there was a place to just come out and do that for 30 seconds, it might as well be on this occasion. So I did it, and it was fine, and it went by fast, and the people seemed pleased to see that mask. And I gave Goose my mask cat.
I thought you were going to say something after mask there.
No.
That's it. You wore the mask cat?
I wore the Math Cat on stage, and then I gave it to Goose, who plays with Sloan.
Yeah.
Because Sloan got inducted into the, whatever, East Coast Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah.
Mike Campbell was there from Mike and Mike's Excellent Adventures, total bud.
That's great.
He was the one that inducted Sloan. And Sloan's one of those bands that, I mean, obviously they got good traction. They're still touring and have had a long career. But when you start counting the songs they've had on the radio over the years, it's nuts.
It's dozens and dozens.
Did you must have played with them a whole bunch over the years.
So many times. Yeah, I love playing with those guys.
But you were kind of different styles, right? I guess you'd both fall under the rock umbrella.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's I think they always kind of had a connection to punky pop in a way, you know what I mean, all since the beginning, that kind of raw stuff. And that's in the, like, in the book I call them Canadian Ramones.
Yeah, right.
They've always been kind of cool. They've always looked like that. They've always sounded like that from day one, and they have their own sound, and it hasn't really changed. So
They just are cool.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad that they're getting awards like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I hope it felt nice for them to come home and be rewarded in that way. You know, it's not like a put out to pasture award, or it's not a small deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And they should be recognized for their long-standing, pretty unbelievable career, because they still pack them in pretty good.
They sure do.
And what do you mean?
They're on tour all the time. That's the best part.
Yeah. Take a break, bud.
Yeah, take a break.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Yellow!
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 Jeremy?
Yeah!
Yeah, it's Jonathan.
Well, hello there.
Hello, how are you?
It's been a while.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, you bastard.
Because it's Friday the 4th.
God. You had to hit me with that, eh?
Ugh.
I've been avoiding it all day.
Have you?
Online. And then you just got to stalk.
I don't even really get it. I know the expression is, may the force be with you.
Yeah.
And I get that it's May the 4th.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what is the significance of this day to the people?
I think it's because it's a day that gets people that like Star Wars to rattle the chains, and you know how they like.
So it's the 420 of Star Wars fans.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like their holiday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm more of a Cinco de Mayo of May 5th kind of guy.
Me too. Let's get some enchiladas and tacos going.
We should have a Cinco de Mayo party on tour.
We really should. If only we were on tour on the Cinco de Mayo. You know, so, I'm already bracing myself for the number of mayo jokes that are coming our way tomorrow. Like Cinco de Mayonnaise.
Those Cinco folks. De Mayo Clinic?
Yep.
Hey, let's talk about the 150. What are we going to do?
I don't know, bud, but it's getting close.
I know.
We've had some very kind offers, and here's the thing.
There's some bod offers on the table.
Yeah, and people have been so kind to say you should do it here, or you should do it at my bud's place, or come do it at our place. It's not that we are rebuffing your offers. We're just not there yet.
Yeah.
We just haven't kind of gotten our heads around it yet.
Exactly.
But we need to nail it down at some point.
Yeah,
because it would be fun to do something fun.
And we will. We will do something fun.
Speaking of something fun, we're going to do a top five, but it's a new kind of top five.
Yeah.
It's the top five store jams. You've picked five jams that you think would be playing in different kinds of stores.
Yep.
I don't know what they are.
Nope.
So when you start playing the jam, I will say welcome to the type of establishment I think best suits the jam. And then we'll do a little scene that takes place in each of these places.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yep.
Nice.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I suddenly got all nervous. I don't know.
Are you sure?
By the way, I sent this to you. Andy Daly. What is the joke called? Do you remember?
What joke?
Remember that Andy Daly starts with, I don't know, you know. It's just sometimes, you know. You got this guy over here going, and this guy over here, and I'm in the middle going, wait, hey, come on. He does a 3-minute joke with no setups or punchlines.
No, I love that. That's the funniest thing ever.
Anyone here married? Married people here? Yeah. Huh? I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't ever get to a joke.
That's the best. I love that.
It's so funny. Okay, so you're going to play a thing, and I'm going to say... I'll set up what kind of establishment it is.
Okay.
I'm just trying to clear my brain clean so that it's an honest reaction.
And then I'll be walking in.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Staples X-ray printing counter. Do you need a poster? You need laser printed?
Actually, I do.
Okay, do you have it on a stick, or is it on a disc, or what do you have it on?
It's on my t-shirt right here.
Okay. So to be clear, you're hoping to get a poster made...
Of this.
Of the same image that's on your t-shirt?
Yeah, this right here. See it?
Well, I guess I have two, questions/issues. The first is... If you were me, how would you suggest I graphically get the image from your t-shirt into the computer? That's the first question, sort of a workflow thing.
Yeah, I don't even know how, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you do that. Like,
okay, no, so but maybe the second question will be more, shed more light on how we move forward from here. Do you know that graphically indecent photograph on your t-shirt violates our standards of decency?
I don't even know what that means, man. I just want this picture right here. See this guy?
Yeah. Yes, please stop. Please stop showing me.
See how it's a gorilla, but it's not?
Yeah, it's a fully erect Ron Jeremy, if I'm not mistaken.
No, this is the eyes here. That's a face. That's not a
Oh, my
penis.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, see?
I don't know
where your mind is, but...
Yeah. Oh, like I'm so sorry. So what? That's a gorilla and its baby?
It's kind of my face on its gorilla. There's no baby. What are you getting that? That's just my... Here's my eyes and my nose and my mouth right there. See?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But what is this down here? Is that... That appears to be... Is that the gorilla's member?
No, that's my face. That's some smiling.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
anyway. Anyway.
This is just your face on a gorilla. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Well, I guess that then now we're back to the problem number one. I guess what I could do is I could go ahead and take a picture of your t-shirt, and then I would just email the picture to myself, and then I could print it from that.
But do you print it on that thing, that copier there?
Yeah.
Can I just lay on it?
Like,
should... Just get on it, like, I can reach on here, like, get on it like this.
Whoa, no, I'm sorry. No. I'm afraid that's not going to hold your weight. Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Nick, can you give me a hand? Oh, my gosh. That is a lot of blood.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's no good. And it's, I don't know if the blood will come out of the t-shirt.
You got to call somebody.
I like it. That's fun.
I got out of hand.
In a hurry, but I like it.
But he's so dumb, he tries to lay on it and it cracks and breaks on him. Cutting his guts open.
It also makes no sense why he would want a poster of that picture. But whatever, I'm in.
Okay, you ready for the next place?
Yes, hit me. Good one. I was talking about this jam yesterday.
Yeah, with JD.
Closer Together by the La Boite.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. I have an appointment. I was hoping that you could take me a little early because I have to get Paco's nails clipped at 11:15.
Yes, I can get you right in here.
Okay, because I need to have a blowout done, because I'm having some friends in for a small one before dinner, just to get the appetite up, yeah.
Oh, wow, look at this luscious hair you have.
Now, you might see some nut seeds in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have some cashews and stuff. What's that about?
Oh, it's kind of a long story, yeah.
Okay, let me just brush that out, What color do you want on? You want some coloring?
Yeah, I was thinking kind of a persimmon.
Ma'am, you can't smoke in here. I'm sorry.
Why?
No, you can't. You can't smoke in
no
here.
No worse for you than them chemicals you use to dye people's hair. Yeah.
No, ma'am, you can't.
Why? You people are too uptight. You need to relax, you know. Oh, yeah, that's a catch-22 is what we used to call that in my day. So you want me to extinguish this cigarette so you can put chemicals on my scalp? Yeah. Yeah, tell me another one. Why don't you pee on my leg and tell me it's not raining? Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what? I just made the realization that Bonnie is basically Johnny Depp. Ha ha ha!
Imagine him on a like a talk show. He does the same stuff.
Well, I don't know who that's more of a compliment for.
It's the same. It's like, this is her hair. In interviews and stuff.
She just goes around smoking and wearing bangles. Getting her hair done. Ew. Having a small one before dinner. Oh my gosh.
Johnny, you're you look right. Great. Nice hair. Are you ready for your shot, Johnny?
Oh. Driving around in a big old car? Bonnie Depp.
It's Johnny Depp's mom.
That's her last name. Ew. Bonnie Depp. You know.
Johnny Depp's mom.
Now, don't tell anyone this, but you know that pirate? Ew. It was my grandson. Ew. Bonnie Depp. How on earth did you make that leap?
Just all of a sudden, I'm like, this is exactly how Johnny Depp talks.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, it sure is.
All right, what's the next one?
Next jam, you ready?
Yes. Hey, welcome to the Raw Food Cafe.
Hello.
Table for how many? How many are with you?
Five. No, just me.
Did you say five? No, just me?
Well, I mean, like, I need to cover five food groups with my meal, so.
Okay.
Five, just me, though.
Do you want a macrobiotic wipe for your tongue?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you know this is a raw food place, right? We have live lasagna?
Yeah, everything I eat has to move.
Okay.
Or make noise.
Yeah. And we have meatloaf. It's not like meatloaf, it's like meatloaf.
Give me some.
Okay. Do you want some worm water?
Definitely want some worm water.
Do you want a glass of worm water with your meal?
Yeah.
Because worms are, you know, they're our friends.
Can I get an extra couple worms in there?
Of course. Yeah.
This is good worm water.
Well, it's best to drink worm water because it just cleans you out, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any of the seeds or the grass?
Yeah. Do you want some agave seeds?
Yeah. And I want some of that, what's it called? Those little seeds with the
oh, do you mean Fakin Bites?
Yeah, Fakin Bites. And so can I also have some Fader Tots?
Sure.
And some.
And do you want the Nearly Bird Gets the Worm special?
Give me some of those Fozzarella sticks, too.
Gross. I mean, great. I'll be right back, okay? Enjoy your warm water.
Thanks.
I'm so done with them.
Even their shirts are alive.
Yeah, crawling. Worm water.
What's your t-shirt? Oh, that's just bugs. It's like moving.
It's not even a shirt at all.
It's bugs. What are you wearing? No, this is nice. This is bugs.
It's just bugs, man. What do you mean? It's just bugs. Do what? Good night, sleep tight. Let the beard bugs bite. What did you say? Let the beard bugs bite.
These are enzyme bugs that help my digestion.
Let's talk for 60 seconds about Kanye. Go.
Well, I mean, I think you said it yourself when you portrayed J-Rock saying, you played yourself. It's the ultimate version of that. Because he's throwing himself under the bus with everybody.
So,
I don't know what the hell he's thinking.
Well, honestly, like, it's it's kind of fun to watch and fun to talk about. Is he going through some mental health challenges?
No.
Is it a stunt to get publicity, or what is going on with him?
He's been saying ridiculous things for years. It's just more press to get press, but I think...
I know, but did he go away and he's back now?
I know, but that's the way it is with narcissists. People that can't live without having their own voices heard, or like at least somebody talking about them. Trump's the same way. That's why he probably loves him so much, because all he cares about is his own words or people talking about him.
I know, but I feel like he wasn't part of the pop culture zeitgeist for a while, and now suddenly he's back.
Well, that's the thing. He was probably getting bummed out that it wasn't, like, music wasn't working to get him where he wants to be. He has to go other... He has to use stupid headlines and accusations and
rants. I know, but you have to be... Like, he's losing his core. He's losing his fan base. Even his people are like, dude, not feeling that at all. Right?
Well, I think it's... Like I said, it's just... He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Look at his who he's married to, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Somebody who's built their whole life on image and brands without really creating anything or giving anything to the world.
Famous for being famous, but is that on Kim Kardashian or is that on us?
No, I'm saying that's the culture. It's obviously on everybody that consumes it and loves it and can't get enough of it and actually calls that a thing now. I don't know, maybe it's easier to be that, easier just to be a brand as opposed to creating something or doing the work that comes with, you know, accomplishing a goal and then getting known for that. Now it's really, there are people that are known for playing video games in their basement.
In some of those situations, though, like I've watched Jersey Shore. I certainly watched it when it first came out, and I watched the reboot a little bit. No one from that show pops to me as being like, you know what, they are dumb like a fox, like they're actually probably really super smart business people. In my limited exposure to the Kardashians, I would argue, maybe not a popular opinion, that Kim is probably much smarter than she lets on.
Well, I don't think you can get far anywhere without being some understanding of intelligence, for sure. But I don't know, what the hell. It still doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make it right.
But again, it's not her fault either, because it's working.
Well, that's the thing.
So it's you just kind of, like I said, life is about kind of doing stuff with people that you love and things that you love and surrounding yourself with things that inspire you. So that's something that totally doesn't. So just ignore it, I guess.
This is a lateral thought.
Ooh, lateral.
But I didn't tell you this.
What?
Sunday, I'm doing Q with Tom Power from Newfoundland.
Yeah.
I'm going on Q.
He's there because of the ECMAs?
Well, he's doing the ECMA version, so Sloan and Classified and Rose Cousins and a bunch of people are on the show. Great. And he asked if I would come on too.
Nice.
And so I hope it's okay. I borrowed the game Slanguage.
No problem. That's so good stuff.
He's going to come up with some Newfoundland Slanguage, and I'll come up with some Maritime Slanguage, and we're going to try to stump each other.
Great.
On sayings from out here.
I'll enjoy it while I'm sitting here.
But I wonder, like, am I going to have to do a Tom Power impression to Tom Power?
You should. I would. I'd like to hear Tom Power
from Newfoundland. And Mark Critch from 22 Minutes does a Tom Power impression, too.
Yeah, well, and honestly, anybody who's from the East can do a pretty good Tom Powers.
It sounds like the...
Tom Powers.
I mean, obviously, the accent is probably in Critch's favor, but hopefully the spirit of our Tom Power shines through.
What'd you get for that?
So we're going to go get to see our Bud's Fortunate Ones tomorrow night, and we're going to get to see Alan Doyle.
That's going to be a great evening.
That's a pretty East Coast seardy nice.
Hey, what are those birds called that look kind of like loons but aren't? Cormorans, are they called?
Cormorans?
Yeah.
Why?
There's like 5 or 6 of them in our lake right now.
Any mice sightings, by the way?
I thought they were loons, but they're not. They're big cormorans or whatever. And those are the ones that are shitting all over the Toronto Islands and killing them on all the trees.
Well, isn't there also, there's like a...
I think they shit acid. It must.
There's a cormorant helicopter, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In the air sea rescue.
They're big.
Business.
I wouldn't mess with one of them, I'll tell you what.
The helicopters or the birds?
The birds. They're like double the size of ducks.
You know what we have around here these days?
What?
I love it. We can hear the peepers at night, and then we can also hear the birds that go, cheeseburger! Cheeseburger!
Yeah, what are those?
I think they're the fat burger birds.
Fat burger birds.
Cheeseburger! Cheeseburger! Take a break, bud.
This episode of Tegan Times is brought to you in part by Chipotle. Chipotle, chips and quick, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
Hey, there he is. How are we doing today?
How are you?
Nice weather brings out the tire kickers, eh? In the market for a new car, or trading in, or some secondhand, or just looking, or...
It's that time. You know, I'm looking to trade in and get something
nice. Let me ask you something. What's the biggest issue facing you as a car owner? Is it the cost of gas, or depreciation, safety?
Well, you know, yeah, sure. Cost of gas is an issue. I mean, safety, definitely.
Let me ask you something else. Who typically uses the car? Is it you, or do you have a wife and kids, or that special someone, or is it just a grocery getter, or weekends, or...
My wife has her own car.
She does?
Me.
Okay. Yeah. And if you don't mind my asking, what does your wife have for a car?
She has a Toyota Corolla.
Okay. And if you don't mind my asking, what's your home address?
Actually, I don't really feel comfortable giving you that.
Thanks. Okay, we'll get there. If you don't mind my asking, what's just in case I lose sight of you on the lot here, what's your phone number?
Really?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll give it to you.
Let me tell you a little bit about my process. What I do is, you give me your number.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you and hang up, so then you have my number if you have any questions, day or
night, really?
You just
okay.
Call me.
Here, let me just text it to you. There you go.
Okay, there you are right now. Perfect. Yeah. So if I was going to come visit you at your work, where would that be?
I don't know if that would be... I'm only looking for a car.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a life coach.
Yeah,
you know?
No. Oh, my... Please. Yeah. I'm looking for a car myself, so we have a lot in common.
But
What typically turns your head? Is it the color that you like, or are you looking for something with a lot of cylinders? Or
how much is that one there?
That is the Chevy Cobalt.
Yeah.
It starts at 18.2.
Okay.
But with the rims that one has on it, it's 18.3.
Okay. What?
Can
about
you hang
that?
On just 1 second?
Yeah.
What's that, Luke? Oh. Wow. Sorry, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this because my manager never does this. He just, I don't know if he was eavesdropping or if your timing is everything. I do believe in like the universe sending you signs that you're in the right place at the right time.
Sure.
Okay, because my manager just said he'll do 18.1 on that Cobalt today.
Oh, really?
So what can I do to get you behind the wheel of that Cobalt? Do you want to take it for a spin or?
Well, I mean, I'm a little more than $200 off. I got to tell you that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's just a starting point. I don't know what, would you be looking to trade? Would you be looking to finance? Would this be a cash deal?
How about 14 or I'll walk out of here?
What's your name?
My name is Gary.
Gary. Here's the thing, Gary. Between you and me and the fence post, I'll take it to him. But he is unpredictable. So I'm not optimistic, but I'm going to take it to him. And I'll be right back, okay?
All right, you go ahead. Okay.
I'm on your side. Let's see how this goes.
Yep.
Man, hey, Gary.
This guy's
Yep. Gary.
Yeah.
Some wonders never cease. Guess what?
What's that?
16.8. Never seen this before. 16.8. He said he'll do that right now. Cash price. Plus the admin fee. But that's nothing. That's $400. Plus the vehicle refurbishment fee for your vehicle, which is $2,500.
That's not bad, but I said 14, or I'd walk. Remember that part?
Oh, I like it. We're playing hardball.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, give me one sec.
Okay.
I'm not optimistic, but I'm going to try.
All right, no problem. Look, he's not even talking to anybody right now. He's in the back, just looking. He's looking at a poster in the back.
Gary?
Yeah?
Just talked it over in depth with my manager.
I actually saw you back there. You were actually just, you were staring at that Sunshine Girl picture. That you weren't talking to anybody. I watched you.
Through the window there, you saw me?
Yeah, I did. I saw you looking at that picture of the girl there.
Oh, no. I wasn't looking. I was squinting, concentrating on what my manager was saying, Luke.
But no, he wasn't there, though. There was just no one there.
Oh, no, but I had him on Bluetooth. He's in a test drive situation. Okay, anyway, bottom line, I find this really surprising. Here's what he said he's going to do. Because he wants to see you behind the wheel of that Cobalt today.
Okay.
He said for $19,300, he'll give you the extended warranty for 18 additional months, bumper to bumper, transmission and tires excluded.
How did it just go up like $3,000?
Well, I guess because the value added is that you get the warranty plus you get the almost bumper to almost bumper.
How about I've had enough and I'm leaving? How about that?
Oh, you're walking away tactic.
I am walking away.
It's the best thing you can do is walk away.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Gary, get back here, you.
What?
I can't stay mad at you.
Come on, man. I got
to give me one more crack. I'm just going to go talk to Luke and tell him that we're serious about this here and we want to get this thing done.
All right. he's looking at another picture of another woman.
Gare?
Yeah.
Gare Bears?
Yep.
Put her here, bud. What? Let's shake on it.
What?
Shake on you won't what? Believe this. Let's shake on it.
No, I'm not shaking.
Why?
I'm not shaking on anything.
Do we not have trust in a history?
Can you just tell me what you're going to say?
Well, it's not me, you understand.
Can you hurry up then?
It's my manager, Luke.
Okay. I don't think there is a Luke. I've never seen a Luke around here at all.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
Hey, come on, man.
Just have a seat at my desk just for 2 minutes.
Just tell me what the cost is.
Oh, sorry. Do you see this picture? It's my granddaughter.
Oh.
She's tiny.
That's...
I don't want to get personal, but...
Listen.
My daughter's going through a bit of a hard time, so my granddaughter's living with us.
Does your granddaughter happen to be in this week's episode of the Sears flyer that I got? And I see that's where it's from, that picture.
Yeah, I mean, she is making a bit of an income through modeling.
Oh, she is.
Child modeling, yep.
Okay.
Look, I don't know how we got so off track. Here's where we landed. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to put it out there. And you can take it or leave it because this is what he said.
Okay.
18.7.
Oh my god, I'm getting out of here. That's too much. I can't handle that.
We have been going through.
You're saying it because you've done this.
Yes. And we have been going through, don't get me wrong, we're dipping a toe in the water of, as all vehicle owners do, people know a lot more about cars than I do. This has been well documented. So every time we buy a car, we think we're going to drive it into the ground. We're going to drive it till we have to push it on a lot because that's really the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. And then something happens when you get around 100,000 kilometers on it and you think, I don't know, should we try to trade it now while it's still worth something before it's not worth anything and then we're effectively starting from scratch? And there are two schools of thought on that and there's probably no... right answer. So with now 4 different agendas in our household, Indy doesn't like change. She loves the car we have. Mm-hmm. Shug would love something colorful.
Of course.
A truck caught my eye. And Carol's like, okay, but then we'll have big vehicles all the time. What do we take to just go back and forth to Halifax? It doesn't make sense to have big vehicles. So four different agendas at play, couple of vehicles at play, and the car places are like, for example, these are not the actual numbers. But for example, if they say, we're going to give you $10,000 for your car, and then plus the $2,000 reconditioning fee that we need to get your vehicle ready to go on the lot. It's like, wait a second, so you mean $8,000? No. We'll give you $10,000 for your car, and then we add the $2,000 reconditioning fee. It's like, you don't add that, though. You subtract that. And the other trick is they include HST in the value of your trade-in, but that's not your money. So yeah. It sounds like they're offering you more than they actually are. The funny thing is, of the five vehicles we've traded at this one place, the opening volley, and sometimes it's been a Mini, and sometimes it's been a half-ton truck, and sometimes it's been a Range Rover, and whatever it is, the opening volley is $12,500.
Every time.
No matter what the car is, no matter what the age.
Yeah.
That's the starting point. So I don't know if that's the magic number where they just start.
So that's what you have to think about at that 100,000 mark. You're like, well, I'm going to get 12,500 for this.
Yeah.
So is it worth it?
Well, and also, it depends on the different circumstances. I don't care if internally you need to call it an admin fee.
Yeah.
I don't care if internally you have to put it down as a reconditioning fee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But don't say it's 10 plus minus 2.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dumb, and well, that's just confusing.
And it's lying.
Yeah, it's lying.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to a couple of folks, and it's amazing how, because we don't, it's not a problem. It's not time sensitive. It's not an emergency. But all the cliches of, just so you know, few other people are circling this vehicle. So if you want to get it done, you could get it done today. And when you say something back like, you know what? I'll roll the dice on it still being there next time I come by. They'll be like, or you could just give us a credit card number so we hold it and the vehicle's yours.
Yeah, right.
It's wild. And the best, most effective strategy in negotiating, as we've often talked about, is to just keep walking away.
Yeah.
Because then they do get into that, this is crazy, he's never done this, but guess what he'll do?
Oh, I know. You won't believe it. And their face is just not selling.
You won't believe
it.
You will not believe this.
With the dead eyes, you will not believe it.
Yeah. But my mom always said that having a car is a privilege, not a right. And it's not a money-making endeavor. It's just not. They don't go up in value. They only go down. Mm-hmm. So the best thing you can do is try to crack the nut of when you jump ship or trade it for a new ship or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready for the last jam of the top five?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah. Hi there. Welcome to Pilgrim's Flowers.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Are you looking for an arrangement or?
My neighbor died.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So the flowers aren't for them?
Well, they are. Okay. But there's nobody else around to give them to, so.
Okay.
Just for him. Or Jay Logan.
I'm sorry to hear about the passing of Mr. Logan. So, just so I understand, would you want to give these, is there a Mrs. Logan, or is there a family member of the Logans that you would like to give these flowers to?
No, I just got his ashes in my house, and I figure I should get some flowers.
Okay. Do you mind me asking what the ashes are in? In an urn, or?
Shoebox.
Okay, and will this be a permanent arrangement for Mr. Logan, or do you plan to, will there be an interment at some point?
No, I'm maybe going to spread him in the courtyard of the apartment building.
Okay, what color is the apartment building?
It's just bricks, Paradise Towers. You know Paradise Towers?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's not really that nice.
Did the death occur in Paradise Towers?
Yeah.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah, that's right beside the laundry room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are there currently flowers in the courtyard?
No.
No?
Just grass.
If well, you, in your mind's eye...
Somewhat.
What do you see? What do you see working there? Like some Gerber daisies, maybe?
What do you mean? Oh no, I want just like a bouquet of flowers to put on the box for like a week or whatever.
Okay. And yeah, did, like, do you have a vase or a vase?
Isn't that what you got in here?
Well, yes, but for example, I could tell you I could make put together a bouquet of fresh spring flowers that would, I'm sure, be to Mr. Logan's taste. If he was still with us.
Can I, yeah.
For $15, guess, or it, for the vase, I mean, you can go as high as $76,000.
No, just that little, that like the white one there, the simple one.
Okay, well, that one's actually on hold for someone. Okay. So do you want one exactly like that?
No, just whatever this cheap one is.
Okay.
Not like
so,
not,
I mean, subjective. Tell me, why don't you start with what your budget is?
Like $5?
Like $5?
Yeah. Like I'm buying the flowers, isn't that going to be like $10?
Okay, so ten.
So like, no, I mean like ten, yeah. So
$10 per flower, $10. Say?
Yeah, and then so $5.
Give me three adjectives you want people to feel when they see this bouquet.
Well, I want to write a card too.
Okay. But how do you want people to feel?
There's no people, it's just that's in my house and like nobody really knew.
So who's the RJ card for then? Who's the card for?
It's RJ, man. It's just, he doesn't have a funeral or nothing. I just figure if I write a card for him and put some flowers on the shoebox and we'll watch a hockey game like we used to.
So, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm missing something. So who's going to read the card?
I'll read it to him. And then we'll watch the hockey game.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, so here just write the card, okay?
Here's some baby's breath. That's in your budget. How do you feel about, does this work?
Sure.
Okay.
Just, so, okay. That's enough.
You know what? And here's a card. You just take the card.
But aren't you going to write in it? Like, I don't, my handwriting isn't any good. Can you do
Oh, you want
fancy?
Me to write in it for you?
Yeah.
Of course, I'd be happy to. Okay. What would you like to say in the card?
Say, hey, to, RJ.
Hey or A? A-Y? Hey, A-R-J?
Just hey, RJ.
Hey, RJ.
Yeah.
Dash? Do you know what RJ stood for?
No.
No. Ronald John, maybe?
Anyway, hey, RJ.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed you for a couple weeks fishing.
Sorry, did you just stop there for a sec?
What?
Couple of weeks. We're fishing. Okay.
We're cleaning up the place anyway, and it's not so bad. I'm gonna have a hockey game with you.
Hang on one sec. So you want all this in the card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that like last rites? Like it's my last things I'm gonna say to him. My last.
Well, typically,
last
do you see
rites, last
this,
words.
This card is like they're 2x3s, 2 inches by 3 inches. And so it's just, I'm already on my third card. I guess I
can
staple them together.
Smaller? Just like, so take, it's like, I'm going to watch a hockey game.
Okay.
And thanks for being we weren't really friends, but thanks for coming over once in a while.
Okay,
and
there you go.
I'm going to get a Panzerotto too. Like we had, like, well, like one time that we had it, I had it.
That is so interesting. Can I ask you a question? It might sound kind of funny.
What?
Was RJ Logan a bigger man who wore sweatpants?
No, he was not big, but he wore sweatpants, that's for sure. Maybe bigger than me, but not much.
Like, how many, like, between 185 and 215 pounds, or between 215 and 250, or between more than 250?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, why?
Because I feel like I've seen him around. I'm having this deja vu.
Well, you won't be seeing him around anymore.
Well, no, because he's in a shoebox.
Yeah.
And he's,
you want to come
ashes.
See him? I got him in the car. Just a sec.
Becky, can you keep an eye on things for me just for a couple minutes?
Okay, look. Check it out. There he is. RJ.
Huh.
Respect.
Do you know what?
What?
I should have gone with calla lilies. Just now seeing the color of the ashes, I feel like calla lilies would have been a more tasteful choice.
Yeah, well, sure. But
is do you know what? Can you wait longer? Here? I'm going to make a new bouquet. This one's on the house.
Oh, thanks.
He looks so peaceful.
Yeah.
So weird.
RJ.
But I kind of love it. I kind of love their friendship that the guy would come to get.
Yeah.
A bouquet What's of flowers for his buddy RJ, and then What's he's going to write a card to him even though he's gone?
Yeah.
Weird alert, weird, weird alert, weird.
And even though they only hung out like twice.
Yeah.
Because RJ was a big super loner.
Doesn't really know him.
And he missed his death by 2 weeks because that's, remember, he was there for a long time.
Ridicky. They went fishing. That's why he missed him.
He went fishing for 2 weeks. Otherwise, no, he probably wouldn't have saved him because they only hung out like once, twice in the last 6 years they were together.
RJ, do you remember him in life?
I do not, but remember my sister lived in that same apartment before RJ Logan.
Whoa.
Yo.
Bud, we're going to do some tiny little math, but we're out of time.
That's okay. We can do some next week.
He's a tiny little math in this great big world. See you next week, bud. Boom,